Good evening. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you for all of us who have come this evening. And I thank God for the opportunity. I've been associated with this church for many years. We first came here in 1992 with my wife. And our firstborn kid, I think she was like 2 or 3 years old. And she's the same who graduated last week from John Brown University. So you can see it has been a long stretch of faithfulness, of prayers, and of support. So we appreciate this church very much for standing behind us. All these years. And I think I've already introduced the team I came with. Right? I'll do it again. Some of you are not there. I came with a big team. My wife, definitely that one, is there. Then Chuck and Donna, you can put your hand like this. These are where we are staying, staying with them, and they are spoiling us for this few days. That's why we want to get out, otherwise we'll be too much spoiled and we'll become useless. Then we have Pat Regan from the head office in Tennessee, Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's in charge of development for the organization and so on. And it's a coincidence. We were here with him and his wife 2008, right? 2008, we are here with him, and now here we are again. And then we have Addison from Buffalo, New York. Addison and her parents have been coming to Uganda, how many years?
Seven
years. Every year they come for two, three weeks with the Uganda ministry. And we saw her early, when she was in college or high school. Yeah, she was in college, yes. She was in college. Yeah, that's why I'm asking her to confirm. She was in college, but she has been coming. Then last year, it seemed the Lord, when she was in Uganda, when you reach 7 years, you get a virus. There is a bug that bites you, and then you want to remain there. So after 7 years, she was bitten by that bug, and now she's planning to come and join us on a full-time minister as a missionary in charge of teams that come to Uganda. We have 4 teams in a year now. In January, there is a team from the U.S. that come for youth conference. We have a 1-week conference with the youth in the MG. We get like 200 kids. Those are university level or in senior high. And then in May, we have pastor conference, a group that also comes from the U.S. And even last week, they were there. Surprisingly, I left them in Uganda because I had to come for graduation of my daughter. And they came in on Thursday. I had to go and welcome them again at the airport. I said, welcome back to Uganda. Then we have in August a medical team that comes. Even now, Chuck will be leading a medical team in August. About 15. How many people do you have now? 15. So we're expecting 2 more people from Faith Bible Church to join the team in August. Then Chuck is here. And then in December, we have another team that comes to give bundles of love or Christmas gifts. Some of the children. So that's a lot of hard work for us, and God has touched Ali to come and help me in that category. So you'll be hearing from her along the way. So I came to understand we have 2 hours, right? Okay. Yeah, so what we're going to do, I have the videos. I think my professor at the seminar said, one in the eye is worth than 1,000 in the ears. So we are going to see the video, three videos. Each of them is like four, five minutes. So that gives us like 15 minutes or something. So now you can estimate how long we are going to stay here, right?
Praise God once again. I think he has already talked much about MG and Dorcas generally. I just want to kind of give you the background why Dorcas started. Dorcas started 5 years ago in 2008. I had come, before I came to New Mexico, before I came to U.S., we had just started Dorcas ministry in Uganda. And you may ask, why do we have to start Dorcas ministry? Because MG is there, sponsors all those children. Why Dorcas ministry? The reason we started Dorcas ministry, after seeing all these girls as they were growing up, they are becoming teenagers, and most of our girls were dropping out of school because of different reasons, as he has said. Some of them were getting pregnant. Some of them were going to look for jobs. In Uganda, when you are a girl and you are not in school, you go to be a house helper. Any age, even 6 years old, you can go and be a house helper in towns. Some of them were dropping out of school, going to be house helpers. Some of them were getting pregnant. Some of them were failing to raise school fees. Because much as MG is paying school fees, they don't give them 100%. They give them, and then a guardian or a parent must top up school fees. So because of all those different reasons, our girls were dropping out. And God put it in my heart. I was like, what? I've been MG for all these years. We started from scratch. These kids were very young. Now we are losing so many girls. So many girls were dropping out of our program. So God laid it in my heart. I took some time to pray. After some time, I invited some few staff ladies of AMG. I talked to them. At first, for them, they make sense to them because they knew we have Bible programs for our children. But along the way, they accepted. We started the program for girls. And mainly, we used to have Bible study. We'd have Bible study. That is it. That was it. We even never had money for these girls. We're just about Bible study. But when I came to New Mexico, I remember I went to Half Man Town Church and I shared the burden about the girl child in Uganda. And I believe God spoke to the ladies in New Mexico in the Half Man Town Church, and they were interested. And they started supporting us. When they started supporting us, we started buying them personal needs, some few things for the girls that they were going back to school. But after some years, like, you know what? We can't keep buying all these things. Every month you need these things. 10 years from now, you may not see much difference. Okay, spiritually they can change, but also the other needs around the lives of these girls. As we are praying with them, someone comes to you and says, you know what? I can't go back to school because I have no school fees. So God continue providing, continue blessing us. As I talk now, we also support with school fees. Basically, we help those who have finished high school. From grade 1 to high school, MG pays for that. And then for us as Dorcas, we try to encourage those that have no one to help them, no one support them. So as I talk now, we have 18 girls. You have seen one who just graduated last year. She got her degree. Now she's working with MG full-time. And recently, we extended the ministry from girls to their mothers. We reach out to the mothers. We do home visitation. We support them financially, those who can do some business, because we normally bring some people to come and talk to them how to do business, that you can do something with your hands. Much as we are trying to help this girl, you also have other children at home. And most of these mothers are single mothers. They are widows, actually. And others are grandmothers. So we, at the moment, we are trying to encourage the mothers to do something with their own hands. You can make some few things, and then we support you. Or you can do some small business on the roadside. You sell something and be able to get some money to go and feed your children. And as you have seen, a house there are two homes that we have just built for two mothers. Their houses collapsed, and these girls came to us. They were crying, what should we do? and God was faithful. We were able to construct some shelters that can accommodate these families. So I have some brochures here about Dorcas Ministry. I'll pass them on, and then you get to know more about Dorcas Ministry. That's where we are now with Dorcas Ministry.